Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, what's the source and also the reason or reasons for blowing shofar the entire month of Elul and not only on Rosh Hashanah? The Torah says to blow on Rosh Hashanah, and for some reason we have extended it. So in fact, this is discussed by Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvas V'Hanhagos in the fourth volume, Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, and he says that the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to blow the entire month. And what do we blow? We blow Tashrat, that is Tekiya, Shvarim, Tshua, Tekiya. That's what we blow. Those are four blows, Tekiya at the beginning, Tekiya at the end, and a Shvarim and a Tshua in the middle. However, he does say that in the Gemara, and the vast majority of the early Kadmonim, the earlier Midrashim, and the Rishonim, they don't discuss this minhag of blowing the entire month long. So he does cite a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, a Medrash, that is Miuchas to the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Some want to say that it's later that it was written and recorded. So the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says as follows, that on Rosh Chodesh Elul, just Rosh Chodesh Elul, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, come back up to Har Sinai to get the second set of the Luchas. The first were smashed, come and get the second set. And at that point, they blew the shofar, Bamachane, and Moshe went up to Har Sinai, and they blew the shofar so Klal Yisrael wouldn't make a mistake again, don't get involved in Avodah Zarah. And it says, Va'akadosh Baruch Hu nis'ale, but also shofar. Kadosh Baruch Hu was elevated with that shofar blowing, as it says, Allah Elokim Yitshua Hashem Kol Shofar. And accordingly, based on that blowing of the shofar that was done on Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu went back up Har Sinai to stay for 40 days and get the second set of luchos, accordingly, Chazal instituted that we blow the shofar when? Not the entire month of Elul, but on Rosh Chodesh Elul on an annual basis. So that is the basis for blowing not the entire month of Elul. It doesn't say the entire month of Elul. It just says on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So there's a special time to blow. Rosh Hashanah is Deraisa. Rosh Chodesh Elul, very significant. But the Shulchan Aruch does not bring this minhag of blowing Rosh Chodesh Elul. Doesn't bring the minhag to blow all Elul long. It's not just not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. And in fact, the Admor HaKadosh Mikotsk, Rabbi Menachem Mendel, in his base medrash, in his shul, they did not blow the entire month of Elul. That was not their minhag until the Chidush HaHarim, who was the Admor after him. He's the one who instituted that they would blow shofar the entire month. Now, it happens to be, although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this minhag, the Tur does. And the quote, the way the Torah brings it, he actually brings the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, and instead of the girsa that we quoted before, accordingly Chazal instituted that we're going to blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul on an annual basis, he has a different girsa, and he says as follows, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Shetiknu litkoa b'chol ha-chodesh. That's what the Torah brings, that they would instituted, Chazal instituted, that we would blow shofar the entire month of Elul. That is what the Geirus is. But the Pashtus is that it's referring to Rosh Chodesh Elul only, because that's the day Moshe Rabbeinu went back up to Har Sinai. So accordingly, Rav Sternbach continues to hold the Ikra, Takana, Isab Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Ikra, Takatana here. The Ikra institution of Chazal is to blow on Rosh Chodesh Elul, not the entire month of Elul, but Rosh Chodesh Elul. Accordingly, this is interesting. So what should you blow? So the minhag olam is that we blow four blows, Tashrat, which is Tekiya, Shvarim, Tshua, and Tekiya. But why on Rosh Hashanah do we blow so many more and so many other varieties? So in fact, there is a question what the Tshua is. When the Torah says you have to blow a Tshua, is that a Shvarim or is that a Tshua? Maybe a combination of the two. And accordingly, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, which is a Deraisa, because of that suffix, we blow various permutations. We blow Tashrat, which is Tekiya, Shvarim, Tshua, Tekiya. We blow some Tashat, which is Tekiya, Shvarim, Tshua. And we blow some Tarat, Tekiya, Tshua, and Tekiya because of that suffix. What is the real Tshua that we are obligated to blow on Rosh Hashanah? And accordingly, says Reb Sternbach, because we have this source in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, this Medrash, based on Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, one of the great Tanaim, that Chazal instituted to blow on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So we see it's more than a simple minhag to blow on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Accordingly, Rav Sternbach says in his base medrash, they don't only blow Tashrat, as most places in the world do during Elul, but they actually blow, because of that suffix, what's the trua, they blow the three permutations. They blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. They blow all three of them. Because that's suffix. Now he says that that applies specifically on Rosh Chodesh Elul. On Rosh Hashanah, Vadai, the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, Deoraisa, on the first day. So certainly because of the suffix, what's the trua, we blow. And the shita of the Rambam is because it's a suffix on a Deoraisa, so we have to be machmir on it, and we blow the various permutations in Rosh Hashanah. So it's Rav Sternbach, even though it's not Deoraisa on Rosh Chodesh Elul, but it is a significant issue, a significant obligation. I don't know if we'd call it obligation, but that's more of an obligation. This language is above Rosh Chodesh, Shechiyuv Tfei, Lonagu Lahakel. So on Rosh Chodesh, relative to the rest of Elul, it's a greater Chiyuv on Rosh Chodesh, and accordingly, we're not going to be lenient to just blow Tashrat. We blow the all three permutations in his, that's what Rav Moshe Sternbach's Minhag is, so they blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. Okay, so where are we right now? We have said that what's the source for blowing of all of Elul? So the real source that we're finding is not all of Elul, but the real source, significant source, is to blow shofar, obviously Rosh Hashanah, but not only Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Chodesh of Elul, also based on their blowing the shofar at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu went back up on Har Sinai, which is Rosh Chodesh Elul. So that would be more of an obligation. And then also the minhag the Torah brings that the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Girsa, is that he instituted not only Rosh Chodesh Elul, but the entire Elul, and accordingly the minhag Olam is to blow the entire Elul. So that's the source. That's the source. That's the reason. Now Rav Sternbach brings a fascinating svara for blowing an additional svara to blow on Rosh Chodesh Elul. He says, "V'nir b'ze od svara litko b'Rosh Chodesh Elul de be'emes miyom ze maschil hada'aga litzara," because Rosh Chodesh Elul begins our sorrow, our pain, our worries, our concerns, because of the pachad, the concern and the pachad, the fear of Yom HaDin. That starts on Rosh Chodesh Elul. V'ra'oi litkoa kedei lihis ore l'tshuva. Accordingly, it's proper to blow shofar in order to invigorate ourselves, in order to awaken ourselves to do tshuva. U'bachru yom echad u'Rosh Chodesh Elul. Accordingly, the day to start off the tshuva process, to start off the inspiration process to be chozer b'tshuva, that day is Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's the chosen day. Vim emes chein yesh baze me'ein ha-mitzvahs ase litkoa be'etzar. And accordingly, there's another way that we could be obligated or quasi-obligated to be blowing shofar at this time, because when there is an esara, when there is a time of need, a time of emergency, that is the time that we have a mitzvahs ase to be davening, to be shouting out. And he says that's included would be the mitzvah of tokea shofar, blowing the shofar. He admits, acknowledges that this is a bichidish to say that based on this, that it's a fulfillment of the imperative when there's an emergency, that Rosh Chodesh Elul would be an emergency, certainly, he says, a quasi-emergency, to misora, to awaken ourselves to tshuva. But at least we have this concept as well, why it's such a significant thing to blow shofar, not only Rosh Hashanah, that's Deoraisa, but also on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So just to recap quickly, we have now two sources, two rationales for blowing, especially on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Number one, representing Moshe Rabbeinu going up on Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Elul with the shofar having been blown. Chazal instituted that it be blown on Rosh Chodesh Elul and the Girsa of the Torah, all of the Chodesh of Elul, and now Rav Moshe Sternbach's creative. And he says it's a big chiddush, svara, that just like at a time of sorrow, we have daven, we blow shofar, so too at the beginning of the tshuva process, the tshuva season from Rosh Chodesh Elul, we have the imperative as well to blow shofar. Just an additional point, the Shlach says that the time that we're hearing the kiyos, ha-shofar, B'chodesh Elul, throughout all of Elul. So now we're talking about the entire month. What should we be thinking? Yehar Har B'tshuva. You shouldn't be thinking of that's a nice call that's coming out, or that tzkiyah was too short, or it's not coming out very well for the Baal Tokeya, a poor person. Think about tshuva. Think about our inspiring ourselves to be chozer b'tshuva. That is the view of the Shlah. That's the proper thing to be thinking. And the Kava Yashar says that we should be crying and we should turn our faces to the wall and v'yavakesh b'yugim omidos shol rachamim chaste HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say yugim omidos, we should be asking the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a time of really inspiring ourselves to do tshuva, and that should be led by the shofar. When we hear the shofar, that should act as a true inspiration for us throughout the month of Elul. Have a wonderful day.